You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump hitting the campaign trail tomorrow, a day after another attempt on his life. Secret Service agents spotting a man with an assault-style rifle at Trump's West Palm Beach golf course, where he was playing on Sunday.
Yesterday's incident comes just 2 months after the assassination attempt on Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. After the shooting in July, the director of the Secret Service resigned, and Trump's security increased with bulletproof glass being set up at his outdoor rallies.
ABC's Christian Cordero, a 58-year-old man named Ryan Routh, is in custody. Officials are looking into whether he was upset with Trump's position in Ukraine. TikTok is facing a hearing in Washington today. The owner of the Chinese company denies allegations that the app can be used as a propaganda tool and is fighting in order to either sell it or be banned. Mediation efforts begin tomorrow between Boeing and union workers over a new contract. And Shogun winning big at the Emmys last night, taking home 18 prizes. This is ABC News. Mexico is reforming its constitution, now requiring all federal judges, including Supreme Court justices, to be elected.
This is a major victory for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador just 2 weeks before he leaves office. The popular leader argued the amendment was necessary to make judges more responsive to the needs of everyday citizens. But it says much about his personal clashes with the Supreme Court, which repeatedly ruled some of his actions unconstitutional during his six-year term. Critics say this will weaken the judiciary, ending its independence while failing to address the country's challenges with corruption and impunity. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, Mexico City.
Heavy rain coming to the Carolinas. A tropical storm system set to hit near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today, possibly as a tropical storm, Helene. Which movie's dominating the box office for the second week in a row?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that one, since opening the sequel, has raked in $188 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing three-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The three-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together because, you know, adversity is coming in every week in this league. And you face it in game. You face it, obviously, going into the game when you don't have your star quarterback. And you just got to find a way to win because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday, a low of 58 with clear skies Tuesday night. On Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine and highs near 81.
It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here once again on a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, heading into a phenomenal week. 87 this afternoon, possibly. It's unbelievable.
Well, just, we got to get out and exercise or something.
I would if I didn't have a stress fracture, Jim.
Oh.
Shannon.
Do we know that for sure?
Yeah. No. No. He walked in and self-diagnosed himself. Yeah, every time we have Bellin on here or anybody with that, John always like, you know, it's about him. So I think we should get this assessed first. I don't know if it's a stress fracture. That would probably hurt a little bit more, too.
Well, I think
it's a pinched nerve.
Did you Google it?
You know what? I've had them before, and I remember what different pains are. Okay. And that's where I know I've had this before. And that's what I have, stress fracture.
That could work.
That or the goat?
What is... Oh, jeez. But for a stress fracture, you just got to get off it, right?
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot. I mean, it's not like
I'm gutting it out here.
You should have your foot on a little stool right now.
I know.
He's gutting it out. He's sitting in a chair.
Let me go get him a little stool for his foot.
Right.
Please. Wow. And a pillow.
Wow. Shannon from the NEW Community Shelter. Talking about her bowl-a-thon.
Wow. Shannon, thanks for coming in. So the community shelter on Mather Street, the new community shelter, which has been there 20 years this year, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The bowl-a-thon's been going on how long?
29 years.
So even when you were on Broadway, you had this bowl-a-thon. So 29 years you've been doing this.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
It
non-stop.
Is. Non-stop. Well, so COVID, I mean, COVID.
Forget that. But I mean, just in general.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We've all worked with a lot of different charities. Exactly. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. How many can say 29th annual?
Not right. many.
Anything.
And comes to mind as a telethon, but I'm just saying that there's just not a lot,
right?
I think and that was started by a friend of all of ours, is Gary Ziegelbauer.
That's right. I just read that. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and the reason this is so important, there's a couple of reasons, but one is that the new community shelter survives, but we run on donations.
I almost said absolutely, and I didn't want to get myself in trouble. So. I mean, 80% of our funding comes straight from the community through fundraisers, foundations.
Right. And we serve just the people from Brown County, and there's, what, 118 people living there right now, plus we do a community meal every night, serves about 150 people. So it's a great organization, but we need this money. And this bowl-a-thon, what I like about the bowl-a-thon, I've done that for years, it's just a fun, we had a team last year, I don't know if we're doing one this year, but that's just a fun event.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, we have to.
Okay, we have to.
Yeah.
They were a great team last year. Lots of fun.
I mean, we've already taken away a griddle, so let's put together a bowling
man.
Team.
Ouch.
Ding.
Oh,
that's great.
That
was great.
How do you make money on this endeavor? Because I'm going to double. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to double the amount that griddle is worth.
I love that.
I'm going to double it.
I'm going to pay $1,000 for that griddle.
That's not fair. You can't do that.
Why not?
$25,000. Johnny.
Just cause.
Okay. But yeah, talk about the event. And it's just, that's a fun event.
It's an amazing event. It's my favorite event. It's our largest event for the shelter. So it is Saturday, November 2nd. It's always the first Saturday in November. So just kind of remember that. It's just a great day. We have an amazing bucket raffle. We have amazing auctions, including a Blackstone griddle.
You know that for a fact?
Well, Todd, yeah.
We trust Todd.
We've got at least one we know of.
Right. And so come out. Make a team. We don't care about the scores. It's nine-pin tap. I don't know if that's exciting to people, but nine pins.
What does that mean?
Nine pins is a strike. So
they score it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that last year, Jim.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can have the bumpers
okay,
up.
Okay, all right. Cool, I'm in.
Which is great. Right. So, you know, we offer 2 hours of free bowling. We do Cosmic. Like I said, the auctions, the raffles. We have a dinner after. We have free drinks courtesy of Triangle Distributing. Again, I just can't stress how much fun this is.
It's here. I mean, for how many years again?
29.
20, yes, if you have something going for 29 years, it's got to be fun or people would have stopped coming back.
Exactly. Right. And it's younger people. I mean, fundraisers, you know, yeah, I just want to say it's a pretty good crowd.
This is a fundraiser for anyone, right, more or less. You know, sometimes people are like, oh, fundraisers, they might be, you know, it's a little out of my reach. Nope. This is for everybody.
And the sponsors that help us, you know, make, this is our biggest event. They address the whole crowd, all the teams. What do we get? Some 30, 40 teams out there.
Hope I could take part in that this year.
I really November hope 3rd, you can, John. Too. November 2nd.
November 2nd, Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. Then the next week we have another party.
Oh, I might have a football game.
Stop it.
Oh.
It's a Saturday. What kind of football do you
want
to do?
Might be high school football playoffs.
Football.
Oh, the playoffs.
I think that might have been the problem last year.
That might have been.
Wasn't it? Because I was going to do it last year and then something
else. Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, tell us about it. What are we looking for sponsors? What do they...
I mean, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for teams. We have tons of different sponsorship levels. We have Platinum. Our Platinum sponsorship, 5,000. We have three of those right now, which is the Vietnam Vets. We have Graymont. We have McDonald Companies. We have the Green Bay Packers. How exciting is that? But we're just looking for anyone that wants to have a sponsorship. Come out and have a day of fun.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm going to try to do to make up for this?
What?
You know what I'm going to do? Hopefully I can get to my workshop in time. I would donate one of my... handmade
birdhouses.
Nope. The whatchamacallit, door coffee table.
Oh,
the silo wood coffee table.
You can't take this back now. You've said
from
it.
A silo door.
You have lots of witnesses. Okay.
What?
Okay, is that, do we get to pick?
What do you mean? Which one?
Between the griddle and the...
No, you don't get to pick. No.
Okay, the griddle is going to give us at least... Well, you buy them for $300, so probably, and because charity, probably $400. The one he went for $7.
Oh,
and that was a lot.
$650.
That's
I know.
But don't usually, downplay it.
But what I'm saying, sometimes people go there and
they don't mind. They
want a deal.
Exactly.
They don't understand it's a charity that I'm going to pay more because, and of course, when they do their taxes, they can only deduct what was over the fair market value.
Correct.
I'm sure they all do that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I bet you just put everything on there.
Maybe.
No. The IRS is coming for you.
No, I don't. I know anything to do with any taxes I do.
But anyway, then tell us about the teams. I mean, this is, you can get four of your friends together.
Yeah, 4 to 6 people are our teams. Like I said, we don't care about the score. In the end, it's not about that. It's about having fun. It's about just having a day and bring out your team. Bring out your coworkers, family.
And there's cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, that we pay for, but then after that, there's a meal after.
Yeah, so we have a free meal after, and then we have free beer and soda, courtesy of Triangle. No, not all day.
Oh.
The free drinks are only after.
Oh.
After bowling.
I think the guy...
She's corrected you on everything you've said so far. Todd, have you noticed that?
I'm sitting here doing this.
Coming up November 3rd. Nope. It's the 2nd. And then it's going to be free beer all day.
This is why. Somebody else was buying those pitchers of beer that they were bringing to the table.
Got it.
Right, Todd? I mean, bail me out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's a good bail.
I mean, we have this at Ashwaubenon Bowling Alley every year. They're amazing. So,
they're great.
We want to give them a little something. So, yes, please.
Includes your shoes.
Includes your shoes.
I thought that was right on that one, John.
You get a free...
I told you last time I hosted a bowling thing, I wore the bowling shoes home.
Shame on you.
True story.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they were so excited.
Are you a good bowler?
No.
Yeah.
Me neither. I'm awful. And I come from a bowling family.
Oh, do you really?
I have a cousin. He's back in the regional PBA.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Jim actually bowled pretty well last year. You had a couple good games.
I did.
I can see
you hanging at Ruby's back in the day.
Rudy's?
Yeah. Right downtown, yeah. Two Rivers?
We took bowling lessons. We were in a league when we were little.
Oh, that's a big deal.
I mean, he showed up with his own shoes and ball last year.
No, I did not. I don't have a bowling ball. If I did, you wouldn't know about it. I wouldn't admit it. When we were kids, we would bowl at the community house.
We didn't have that. If I remember when I was a little kid, it burnt down. We had one bowling alley and it burnt down. That's where we were excited when we used to come here to Green Bay, because we'd stay at Devroy's Bowl on Velp.
Okay.
And we'd go out and bowl. Yeah. And that was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Bowling, though, I don't know. I mean, I know a guy that's bowled some 300 games. It's weird that you can never bowl and then roll a strike and then do a gutter ball. I don't know. Is there a lot of skill in bowling? There must be. It's a consistency where you get your skill.
I think so. I don't know.
Anyway, like you said, score is not the big thing.
Got a text here. I'm still waiting on my birdhouse from the 12th bowl-a-thon.
Whoa. Right. I wasn't around for that one.
I'm getting around to it, okay, people? I'm getting around to it. Getting into that. I only like working in my garage when the weather's perfect. Like yesterday would have been a perfect day to work in the garage.
But what were you doing?
Why?
I was laying on the couch watching the game. And you feel like a slug then after. It's like, I just wasted a lot of time. I feel like I should be doing something else.
I was outside for part of the game in my lawn chair listening to the game.
Yeah,
I will not sit in a house that's 82 degrees.
I thought, why am I? I should be in a garage with the game on.
Right.
But like cleaning the garage or something or building something.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Anyway.
I mean, I didn't do much.
See, November 2nd, it's
the weather. But I'm an athlete, so I feel like I need to be glistening at almost every moment. I do have a little bit of a sheen built up.
I wish I had your confidence.
Let me ask one more last quick question about your, is it sold out pretty much every year? So if people want to get involved, should they start thinking about it?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
You know, we only have, I want to say like 50 lanes that we can fill. We want to make sure that it's not too packed, not too crowded. So, yes, we are always very, very tight. So if you want in, go to our website, newcommunityshelter.org, look at all the details, and contact me to sign up.
Okay.
There's a home Packer game the next day, so that could be like an awesome weekend. Come do a little charity, do some bowling, go out that evening, next day, Packer game at home. That's a great weekend, and I think it's 28 years, but we still need people to...
29 years. Sorry.
I didn't see as many people walking around here Friday in Colts jerseys as I thought there would.
I know. Last year...
Last year was crazy. Well, that was the Lions, though, too.
That probably made a difference. I did see some Indianapolis license plates.
Oh. Good. Did anybody go to the concert?
No.
Todd?
No.
Connie Crowes?
I wanted to.
Did you see how many people?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
I went out to the casino, placed a bet, and then I was driving back.
Todd, he won. Okay, he won.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times has he said, so I went to the casino to place a bet.
John told me to bet for his.
He was supposed to bet for me, and he didn't. And I told him who to bet on.
I don't bet unless I get the money. No.
He took my bet. He took my bet.
Did you give him money?
I called him and said, look, I'm going out right now. You want to drive? You want to come with me?
I told him I'd pay him back.
No, I don't. I do not bet for people unless I have the cash in hand.
Yep.
Well.
My rule. But I did see a guy pulled over on the highway on 172 taking a leak. I swear to God.
Okay,
he was holding it with two hands.
Janice, thanks for being here. Gizmo's coming. John. Bye.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. I don't know if the mic was on, but John was what's the word I'm looking for? I guess complaining about your pain.
I was just explaining where my pain is now. I just thought you were interested in how it's transversed through my body, through my artificial hip down into my foot that I thought was a stress fracture. Maybe it's not, but now it's just back into my two last little toes.
Okay, when's...
Because I got to get back into training.
When's Houston coming in?
Who?
Bellin.
Friday.
Oh, wow. For sure. We listen to this all week.
I'm just doing it for you. I'm doing it as a service in case anything ever happens to you like this. You'll know what it feels like. I'm just doing it for you, Jim. Doing it for you.
Okay, thanks, John.
All right. All right. We got Gizmo coming up in a little bit here. Gizmo, who, of course, is our favorite magician and actor and does all kinds of things. And we want to have him do another card trick over the air. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Another card trick
he's
over the air.
Into those.
Todd, how are we doing with our green or gold football keyword?
You want to do it?
Yeah, baby.
Let's do it. You guys got your copy in there. It's your chance to win right now. And Mino and the mayor have all the details on this text to win contest.
It's indeed, Todd. It's time for our Go for the Greener Goal text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans at Lambeau Field on December 23rd.
Indoor.
Yeah, that's what indoor club seats are.
I mean, that's awesome.
I know.
December 23rd. Yep. Okay, so this hour's keyword. Yep. So you got to go, as Johnny said, you got to go to the text to win contest. This hour's keyword is football. Okay? F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L. That's football. Download Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win this statewide contest.
Again, the hour's keyword is football. Your next chance to play is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matinair on Air. Football is the word. Good luck from Mino and the Mayor and Civic Media.
All right.
You know, if I would win any of those prizes, the cash, jewelry, or the indoor club, I would donate it to the Bowl-a-thon.
What's after?
Oh, okay.
This is December 23rd.
You could win the cash today.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then donate.
Okay, I got it. Okay, yeah. I wasn't thinking. Okay,
I'm just saying, if
that would be
out
very kind of you.
Be very nice and do that. Go ahead. I mean, because I can't. You know, obviously, because we're part of the thing. It's illegal for us to actually take part. All I'm saying is, if one of my people wins and they want to do that in my name, feel free.
Like Todd donated the grill in your name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
John. Courtesy of John Mino.
Right.
I will allow that. I will allow my name and likeness.
Of course you will.
To be used.
Does it have to have your likeness?
That is fun.
Have that little thing.
Cardboard
John Mino's name and likeness is encouraged.
The new community shelter would like to thank John Mino for his generous contribution.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. We'll give you a shout out at the event.
That'd be very nice.
Anyway, yes.
You guys give t-shirts?
Yeah, we have.
No.
We don't give them out for that? Okay.
All right.
We had t-shirts from our Mardi Gras thing.
Margaritaville.
Wait a minute. Jim, do you actually work at the new community shelter? Is this just a farce?
No.
What's...
Do I need to be here all the time?
No,
yeah,
I just
wanted to correct him. Okay. No, do what
that
they,
was fun.
Do what they said. What's her name had the other night? A thing in her ear so she can just talk to you.
right. Turns out it was just an earring, but go ahead and put one on, Jim.
All right. It's anyway. We got tons of raffle prizes. That's a fun event. And I said, it's Shannon, what time does that start? 10, 11?
What time does it start?
11.
Registration's 11. At 11.
Yeah. Then you bowl from noon till...
Noon to 2.
And then after that, there's a meal.
Okay.
And it's just, you'll meet some very cool people and people who are like, they're giving to the shelter. And
nice.
That's fun. It's a great event. So
I hope it a lot.
I hope you bowl this year.
I do too.
If I will, I will do it. Okay. Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
We had fun last year.
Yeah.
I would love to do
it. It was a good time.
I would love to do it. I'm not sure I was invited last year.
Oh, you were.
Well, you were.
I don't think so.
Sade was with us.
Mm. Okay. Who was with us?
That realtor?
Zade?
Zade.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I could see him bowling overhand.
Oh, they were the craziest group in the house.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Anyway, we're all going to do that.
We're going to do that. Hope you folks can take part.
Yes.
Hope to see you there.
Call the community shelter or go online just to register.
Yep. Okay. Oh, nicely done.
I see.
Nicely done.
Boom, right there. Okay.
Gizmos, I mentioned coming up from the Evergreen Theater, but what I want you folks to do is grab a pack of cards. Please grab a pack of cards. We want you to play along when he does an over-the-air card trick.
And it works.
It works.
He is really something else.
He is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Kerry Josephson coming in, director of Walk to End Alzheimer's, Tom Kosman, Walk to End Alzheimer's Planning Committee, and what a great job they did. They had beautiful weather for their walk as well, just right behind us here once again at the Civic Deck landing. Exciting time of year, though. I mean, it's the Packers here and the Counting Crows in town, and
that was
thousands turned out for that. I mean, this is pretty cool place.
That was nice.
Alabama down at Madison, even though they pounded them. Mm-hmm.
That was nice. You said the Civic Deck landing. Civic Media would like that. It's the City Deck landing.
I'm going to go with Civic Deck.
That's fine.
I'm going to go with Civic.
They would like that.
I'm going to go with Civic Deck landing.
I think Shopko gave us $250,000 just to name that little pier. So it's a City Deck landing.
Okay.
When we went through the naming of that.
Wait a minute.
But you're saying it's the Civic.
Shopko, don't you need a new sponsor now then?
They already paid.
I know, but wouldn't it be, I mean, they're not even in existence anymore, are
right.
they?
Right.
Can't you just get somebody else now to give it to somebody else?
I haven't talked. I don't know.
Oh, I think we got to get on this. I mean, think about it. There is no Shopko, so why advertise them? They don't need the publicity in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I think there's still a Shopko Optical. Just so.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were completely done.
Very generous.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying, though, I didn't think they were even still an entity anymore.
John's just trying to get extra money somehow.
Somehow.
And you're just
somehow I am.
We'd have to move those words around to spell Mino and the Mayor. Okay.
I don't know. We got to work on something there.
Put it on.
I'm just saying.
They're a very generous company. But it's called the City Deck Landing. And I don't know if that naming of that was really something. I mean, you should have been in those meetings.
Bet. Contentious?
Well, I don't know if contentious is the right word. You know, obviously, Shopko weighed in on it, as did WPS. They were a big sponsor, a couple other people. But, that was back when, do you remember there was some controversy going on, some racial things, even at Lambeau Field, there was Unity Pier, that's what we're going to call it. That was the name that was selected.
Oh, okay.
Can't we all get along? Okay. I wanted deck, porch, I wanted something that was fun, you know, and I don't think Unity Pier.
Right. That seems more solemn.
Right.
Right.
It's fun to go out, but I don't want to go just look at the water and think about how much better the world could be. We were in a place where we could party. So, but we did pick Unity Pier. That was picked by the committee. And then I thought about it a little bit more and asked people to think a little harder.
Okay. Well, I just want to say one thing. I think you guys did a fine job in naming it Civic Media Deck Landing.
Sage, I love you. That's awesome. It's no longer City Deck. It's Civic Deck.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's awesome.
All right. Because we're right here. We've contributed, right? We're paying
a
ton of rent down here.
Absolutely.
And, plus, we're subsidizing the parking utilities. So, yeah.
We're keeping them in business. In business. Yes, sir. Quick break. Gizmo in the house. Get your deck of cards ready. Back after this.
Ho, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Corn silage harvest is already underway across a lot of the state of Wisconsin, with more field activity to come. But all those passes across that field can definitely add soil compaction. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Tire inflation can play a big role in reducing soil compaction. Details on that next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Austin Fisher is a field engineer with Firestone Ag Tires, and he says with the harvest underway, trying to minimize soil compaction is key, and controlling the volume of air in your tires can really help.
The name of the game for reducing soil compaction via tires is to maximize your total footprint area. A larger footprint spreads the weight of the machine over a larger area, which, you know, with pressure being force over area, when you increase the area, you're reducing that pressure that you're exerting per square inch on the soil. When you run your tires in an overinflated state, you're shrinking that footprint. Running too little air in the tires on the flip side, although it gets you a larger footprint, it can adversely affect the life of the tire. The ultimate goal is to run the lowest possible inflation pressure needed to carry the maximum axle load that the tire will see.
Austin Fisher, field engineer with Firestone Ag Tires, says for farmers that worry about shortening the life of that tire, moving the inflation rates around, he said, stop and think about technology today. He said the tire carcass today is able to withstand lower inflation pressure and still hold up to the load. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning still in the red ink. Numbers are next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
On Friday, barrel cheese was up a nickel at 248.5. 40-pound block cheese, though, dropped a half to 227.5. Double A butter was up 4.5 at 313 a pound. The fluid milk for October that goes into cheese currently up 6 at 24.08. December corn, November beans, and December wheat all currently trading lower. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday, a low of 58 with clear skies Tuesday night. On Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine and highs near 81.
It's 57 at our studios.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. I'm being flanked here by a couple of guys that are big time professional actors, presenters, characters, all those kind of things with Gizmo and Jim, who of course played Tiny Tim in A Christmas Carol and some other
music
production.
Man.
Yeah. And doesn't believe that I was an actor.
Wow.
Until Todd just put something up. Okay.
Which one's you?
I'm the one with the curly hair.
They're both curly.
Here,
both,
are you curly?
I'm going to say you're the one on the right, John.
Yeah, I think you
with
are
the dark
too.
Hair. Yeah.
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 Gizmo?
All right. I recognize you right now.
On the cover of the Playbill, Jim, Theater Masabi presents Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck, starring John Mino.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Where do you see starring John Mino?
Well, it's smaller print. I can't.
I can see
it's
that
a little
either.
Blurry there. Hey,
yeah, a little blurry. Can see that. Can see that.
See right there. See that? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say starring, but I mean your name's on there. That's nice. Hey, I'll give you credit for that. I got to dig something up. Okay.
Yeah,
that's great.
So I just want to show you guys that I was,
all right,
what I claimed to be.
That's great.
Hi, Gizmo.
Hey, how are you?
What'd you think of me back then, Gizmo? Hot, right?
I think that's great.
Hot?
You know, Of Mice and Men is a great story.
What do you think of that mustache I was rocking back then?
Is that a mustache?
I'm not sure what that is.
No, I don't think so.
A little something.
Wow.
Wow. Hi, yeah. Gizmo.
How are you, man?
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, man. You're such a great guy. I love you, man. You're so good at you know, just getting along with folks and talking about local stuff. And that's why I love coming on the show. You guys are great. And Jim, you're just as great too. Man.
Yes.
Love you guys.
You got a lot going on at Evergreen. You had a fundraiser last week.
Yeah, we
your
did.
Your new digs.
Yeah.
Tell us about
I was hoping.
And
I was
sorry. I apologize. I could not make it.
That's okay.
But one of the things I told Jim, I've been dealing with this cough. And I actually hate going anywhere publicly.
Yeah.
Because when you're hacking, yeah, people are like, why are you here? Does he have COVID?
Start sneezing.
Exactly. So anyway.
No, that was a great event. And you had a lot of people and a lot of auction items.
It was a great turnout. You know, and it was just a way to sort of open up the new theater because it's a new space. And we wanted people to get a taste for what it feels like. And we actually put on a little show. You saw, Jim, one of our local directors does a lot of kids shows, and she got the little guys to put on a little performance. They didn't have mics on, and the show we're gonna be doing, they will be mic'd, so it'll be a lot easier here.
What I thought was cool, and why one of the reasons I wish you were there, John, was they talked about the upcoming shows, like 6 or 7 that are coming up this year, and the biggest, while they talked about the format, it's kind of about this is really gets the emotion side of this, or this is funny about that. What they were really looking for was people to try out. And they're like, you don't need any experience, so look at you. You're already ahead of the curve.
I would do something. I would do
but
one
that
of your
is
plays.
A fun. It, and you could try out, right? They just said anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
open audition.
You guys are really.
What's the play?
Well, there's like six
there's
of them.
Several.
I won't go through
there's
all.
Several.
There's several. But the guy got up, or the lady got up, the directors, and said, this is what we're doing. And if you want to try out, we need this, 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 and this. And I'm thinking, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a lot of fun. So I don't know.
Any musicals?
Yeah, actually there are. There's going to be a musical version of a play that we've done in the past, which is one of the Christmas kid shows.
Right.
And they get some amazingly talented singers in this area. Even the young guys, the younger actors are just phenomenal. Every time I see a show, I'm just like, wow, it's just amazing. The talent is just amazing.
You know, one thing, Jim, we always talk about this, talk about Preble. The other night when I did the law enforcement banquet, the Preble jazz band performed at the Riverside up on that stage. Spectacular. I mean, everything sounds good in that scene, but they sounded spectacular.
And Preble, what's cool about that, and they have a lot of talented kids out there, but they also have 2,000 to draw from. So
well, there's a big pool, yeah.
Yeah, there's a pretty big pool. On that Evergreen, you know, John's got a granddaughter who's got to be in theater. I mean, she reminds me of my kids when they were that age.
Oh.
And it's a great thing to try out, and I don't think there's anything to be worried about, right?
It really is, and we talked about that at the gala that it's not just a place to, you know, memorize lines or to and John, you know this. I mean, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of connectivity, and then there's life lessons that you take from the theater, you know, because you start to learn things like, you know, patience and you know and when to, you know. You know, be, you know, yourself and when not to and all that kind of stuff. Because in those environments, you kind of have to kind of check yourself.
And getting up in front of people, which
absolutely.
That's right big, up there with.
Yeah. I don't care what line of work you go into. Being involved in theater or something like that will not hurt you. No matter what line of work, that will help you. That's a guarantee.
I agree.
Stand up and make a presentation in front of your class of you know, even 20 people.
Make it a sales presentation.
Right.
Yep. Go into whatever line of work.
I just think everybody should try that. And I think you're so welcoming there. And I love your directors. You know, I know.
The one director that's going to be doing one of the shows, he'd never been in a show and he never did anything. And then his kid, who had been in some shows, says, "Dad, you should. They need a dad for this thing. You want to play? Yeah, I'll try it." And he's been in it ever since. Now he's directing, and he just loves it. So
that's awesome.
You know. So yeah. So that's just you never know where it can take you, and you never know. And volunteers are tough. You know, tough, hard to find sometimes. You know, but when you get the good ones, you want to hang on to them. You know.
And you need volunteers for your backstage too, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
there's a lot of moving parts, costumes, all that stuff when it comes to that. But anyway, Evergreen Theater, if you want to look at something to do this year. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit more about this upcoming play, which obviously is already casted. But the other one's coming up. I think it's just something to look at.
Can you read them? Read them up there.
I don't have the up.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought those were all these?
Oh, these are the character actors.
Oh, for this play. Okay, this never play. Mind. I'm sorry.
And those
are
already chosen.
Okay.
Let me look.
Gotcha. Some of the upcoming shows were for the 2024-2025 season here. One of them is called Lost in IKEA. Interesting story.
Yeah,
it's a comedy.
Okay.
Back together.
One of them's called The Vultures. It's about a bunch of people that are, they're finding out they're going to inherit some money and they're all like vultures. How much do I get? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
There's Haunting of Hill House, which obviously opens this weekend. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then there's the Best Christmas Pageant Ever. That's a kid show, but that's the musical that they're going to be doing. That's in November.
And that's you've been doing that every year. I mean, we've seen that, but still it's nice to see again and again.
There's a Christmas show, The Charitable Sisterhood. That's based on some other stories, and there's a few different stories on that. But that's going to be another Christmas show with, and it's adult comedy kind of thing, so that should be fun. And then let's see, I'm trying to think here. I've got a couple of them listed here. There's quite a few kids shows.
They go pretty far. And it's, and you have, one of them has quite a few kids in.
Yeah. There's
like what, 20 or something I saw.
Yeah. There's Best Christmas Pageant typically has at least 20. Some of them have as many as 70 kids. And what they end up doing is two casts so that if somebody can't make, they got a backup.
Yeah.
And if nobody gets sick through the whole run, then they do two separate, you know, cast. They
go, neat.
You get to do the Friday, and then the other cast does the Saturday, and
that's
kind of
awesome.
Thing. So, yeah, so
that's
everybody gets to perform. So,
all right.
So, what's coming up? You have the, what's the big play coming up this weekend?
The Haunting of Hill House. It does start this weekend. It runs Wednesday through Sunday. There's a couple of matinees. Just to give you a synopsis here, it was actually, it was a movie back in 1959. It looks like I'm checking out here. And then they redid it in 99 again. And then they started a series on Netflix about this, and now it's been adapted as a play. Now the play has been performed in the past too. I think they did it's been performed since like the 60s or something. But it's all sort of ties into the same story. The idea that the house itself has its own sort of spirit or its own energy or its own life. You know, it's sort of a character in the show, you know, that it takes on its own sort of life.
Sounds cool. Now do a card trick.
You want to do a card trick?
Come on, card trick. I like that little kid waiting for a card trick.
I know.
Well, here's the thing.
Get your deck of cards ready, folks.
Is anybody listening that has a deck of cards?
Yes.
We've got a few people, right?
Here we go.
Do you want to give So just let's see, one more minute to find the deck of cards. It's in the drawer. It's in the junk drawer. Let them just dig that out.
Everybody has a junk drawer.
I know, right?
Everybody does. Right?
It's got a little hammer in it. It's got a screwdriver in it.
Phillips head and flat. Yep.
Yeah, some extra batteries that aren't really good. They're kind of
totally.
They don't really work.
Thumbtacks.
A ball of string.
Right.
Ball of strings in there, and some duct tape. Or actually, it used to be electrical tape. Yeah. They didn't even have duct tape.
And then don't you have like tons of pens that don't work?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep. No question.
I try one of those in the garbage, but
yeah.
So anyway, go through the junk drawer, and there's a deck of cards in there somewhere. Just dig into the back. I haven't used it in a while. All right.
And there would always be some jar lids. That, you know, from canning, some lids left over, some of those would be in there.
Rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
And you never know what you find in those
junk drawers. Absolutely.
Right.
Especially junk drawers.
All right, so we got the cards. All right,
here we go.
So
hopefully some people have grabbed some cards.
Yes.
Now, I know this is because you kind of put me on the spot here, so I'm going to kind of do one that we have done in the past, but I hope that some other listeners or maybe someone heard it in the past can try it this time, all right?
Here we go.
So here we go. I'm going to hand the deck over to John here.
I hold the deck.
Here we go. Now, John is going to place some cards down in front of him, 10 or less. You can pick a number. Just don't look. I won't look or anything. He's going to make a little pile in front of him of cards. There's going to be 10 or less cards. It can be one. It can be 10. It can be any number.
Pull out of the middle, John.
Right? He can take them out. Yeah.
He might have a memory.
He's making sure I didn't stack the deck there.
Okay.
Okay, now what I want you to do is don't tell me how many you've taken. No, put some back or take a different amount or whatever, okay? Because I don't want to know how many you've taken. That's the key here, right?
Okay.
Now you've got some in your hand and it's a specific amount. Now I'd like you to take another amount and hand that stack to Jim
over
there.
The whole stack?
Yeah, hand the whole stack over there to Jim.
This is the one he picked.
Yeah, and I'd like you to take the same amount off the top of the pile. So if you're listening, and if you don't have anybody with you to give that pile to, I'd like you to just take two piles in front of you. So if you have a pile that has, let's say, three in it, make another pile. So if you have a pile with three in it, make another pile with three right next to it. Or if you have a pile of four, make another pile of four.
All right.
Eight and eight, seven and seven, however many you have. So Jim and John both have the same number in each pile. Now, what's going to happen here is, and I'll try to walk you through this here. You have a discard pile, which is the rest of the deck sitting in front of you.
Yes. Okay.
First of all, I'd like you to take the pile that you have in front of you. You can shuffle them if you want, or you can just start with whatever, however you want to do it, just in case they weren't somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now once you're done shuffling, I'd like you to look at the bottom card on your pile.
Bottom
card. Memorize it.
Okay.
Did you memorize it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like you to take your pile that you've just memorized, the bottom card, and add it to the discard pile, right on top of the pile. Just throw them right on
top.
Both
of them?
No, just John's pile for now, okay? Now I'd like you to pick up the cards, okay? Pick up the whole pile, and I'd like you to place one card face down in front of you. Just place right down in front of you. Boom, like that. Now, I'd like you to continue to do that, but only do it when I say the word go, okay? So I'm going to, ready? Go. 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 Go, go, and go. Stop. Don't put any more down. Now, I know you've gone way past the amount you had in there, but I wanted to see your reaction on how you did that with the cards. Now, it's going to be difficult with people who are listening, but hopefully this will work. Now, I'd like you to pick up that pile that you just dropped on the table that you did one at a time. Add those back to the discard.
Just right on top.
Just right on top, right on top. Now, I'd like you to get Jim's pile from over there. Jim, can you have each your pile from you? And just add those back to the top of the, right on top. Right on top. There we go.
Okay.
Now, do you know where your card is?
I do not.
I have no clue.
No clue.
I think I know exactly where it is, actually.
Okay.
I'd like you to spell a few words for me here, using the cards, all right? I'd like you to spell the word this, spelling with one card per letter, so T-H-I-S, and flip them up, face up, okay? T-H, and then I, and then S. So now you have four cards face up. Now, do you see your card?
15, 2, 15, 4.
Yeah, that's a good cribbage hand right there. I love cribbage. I'll play cribbage with anybody if you feel like losing. Okay, so do you see your card in there anywhere?
No.
Okay, now I'd like you to spell another word. The word is, I-S, is. Okay, and now the word my. Okay, and do you see your card at all yet?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Now I'd like you to spell the word car, like a car. Vroom, 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 C-A-R. All right, C-A-R. Now, this sentence kind of doesn't make sense. It says, this is my car.
Right.
Do you see your card anywhere?
I do not.
Okay. The next card, if you take it, it makes a different sentence. It'll spell, this is my card. It'll be the D, and it'll say a sentence, this is my card. So I'd like you to say, this is my card.
This is my card.
And flip it over.
That is my card.
Yeah. That's my card, too.
Nice.
Wow, cool.
All right. Love it.
Todd pulled it off.
Wow. Okay.
So if you were listening, I hope that worked for you. That's a great trick. I did learn that from David Blaine, the man himself. He's doing a special coming up where he's going to do some very interesting stuff, some endurance stuff. He's went all around the world and found some crazy, I shouldn't say crazy, but some people that do some extraordinarily unusual things.
Is he still the king?
He is, but he's not necessarily the king of just magic. He's the king of performing. He's a showman. He's the king showman right now. If there were a showman, he's it. Yeah.
Wasn't that Copperfield? His birthday today, right?
David Copperfield?
Was that yesterday?
Oh, I just thought today.
Not today?
It might have been recently.
You ever see him in Vegas, right?
I don't know if I saw him. I love magic. Do you guys share stories with you guys?
We do. Magicians love to share, and we do share tricks. And if you're in a club or you're in an organization, there's plenty of them. They do love to share, and it's because they want to continue that. They know that you're not going to share it with anybody. You're going to go and perform it. So they know that. And a lot of magicians don't cross over anyway. Their territories are pretty specific. So
right.
It's like if you're in the East Coast or the West Coast, you share with the Midwest. You know.
Yeah. All right. We got Gizmo hanging around. Back after this. To start now, there's no other road to take. You won't make a mistake, I'll be guiding you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel Wisconsin. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Todd going some real mellow music morning. What's up with that, Todd? Just feeling mellow on a Monday?
It's mellow Monday.
I love it. Magic.
About magic.
I know, Olivia Newton-John, just for you.
I love, you know, Olivia Newton-John is great. You know, I actually had a joke about that. Not a bad one.
All right.
It starts like this. I made this up, too. Yeah, part of it. Okay, they found an abandoned jet out at Austin Straubel. Did you hear about that?
No.
It belonged to a woman named Joan. Turned out it was Joan's jet.
Okay.
Yeah, they went inside Joan's jet, and it was so large it had its own bathroom. Okay. And they went inside. Turned out it was actually Olivia Newton's John. So they went inside Olivia Newton's John inside of Joan's jet, and what did they find? Farrah's faucet. Yeah, and unfortunately, sadly, they also found Gomer's pile.
it's a long way from home.
Right,
there,
I know.
Long way from home. Man,
that's as punny as it gets. You need to be a certain age to even get on.
I think that was funny.
Yeah, it's great.
So I like
Gizmo. This guy over here has been talking almost incessantly for the last 3 or 4 months about an event coming up at the Northland Hotel. Hotel North. Is it Northland Hotel or Hotel North?
Hotel Northland.
Technically. Okay.
Yeah, technically.
All right.
So that's going to be a great event. You know, we're going to have some
celebrities. The anniversary?
Yeah.
Did you realize, what were the three again? I got two of them. Well, he's Tarleton.
He's one of them.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, no, the buildings, BAY.
Oh, that's right, BAY.
Yeah, we're talking about what was built and what opened in 1924.
At the same time in 1924.
Yeah, there was a lot of things.
Hotel North.
There was a lot of things going on. I mean, that was pretty good time in this country. I mean,
Tarleton and the WBAY.
And what was cool about that time was just everything was catching on. You know, aviation was really taking off, pardon the pun. TV was getting going. Yeah. Radio was just awesome. And the job market was good. And people were starting to spend a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And the war was over and just was over for a while.
Houdini was in his 50s. So little magic plug there.
We're going to celebrate that. And you are playing a good part in that.
I am. I'm actually going to portray a very famous, well-known human being on this planet known as JFK.
Who had been to the Northland I forgot what year that was. But you're going to research all that. And you're going to actually give part of his...
Give you a little taste if you want. I don't like the Packers.
Oh, that was excellent.
I prefer the Bears.
He didn't say that. He actually said he wouldn't.
No, he did not say that.
His speech is online, and Gizmo's going to do
that.
That
was really good, Gizmo. That was
thank
a good
you. JFK. Thank you very much.
Wow.
And
John, I've heard you're a very good actor yourself.
Well,
is that true? Well, or are you giving us a bunch of bull? No, I don't know the truth here.
No, Mr. President. No, I was.
You're a senator.
Yeah, I was talking with Marilyn Monroe the other day, and she said she'd like to do a movie with me.
I had nothing to do with that woman.
I'm just saying. She
I'm
said
trying
that
to pull
she
a Clinton there.
Love to, you know, do a few things. Yeah, that became a Clinton thing all of a sudden. Yeah. Yes. You're doing that.
And
yeah.
No
yeah.
Further
did
relations.
Did you do Bobby Kennedy? Did you do all the Kennedys? Do they all have
No, I think they're all similar.
One Kennedy fits all.
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of all Boston.
That's still really
accent.
Good.
It is. And then we also have...
who's playing Vince Lombardi?
Vince, the guy who...
We have a guy, Matt Horner. He's going to play Vince. He was actually in he was in a Dead Celebrity Monologue that we did, and he portrayed Vince. He was really good. He came out and did his thing, you know. And,
yeah.
Yeah, he looks like him. He's got the hat and the trench coat and the whole thing. Yeah, okay. It'll be great.
That's cool.
He'll be great talking about when he signed his first contract there in his first contract? 59?
Yeah, they made a big event out of it.
You know? Yeah, so that was cool.
And then Eleanor Roosevelt will be there. She was there at our little brainstorming session. And she's great. She kind of looks like Eleanor Roosevelt.
She does. Yeah. She's going to be great. She has a little research to do on what, because it was Eleanor Roosevelt did a lot. She came here and talked. She was big in women's rights and she was big in human rights.
Yeah.
We got to find out exactly what she said to the crowd because I want to hear part of that. But pretty cool that
was
those
the Pope ever here? A Pope?
Nope. Not here. No. I don't.
You know what would be cool is we could get Eleanor to somehow, you know, sort of inject something to the idea that perhaps Wisconsin will become, you know, more, you know, conscious of the world and maybe have an Earth Day because it did start here, you know, right? Yeah. Earth Day started in Wisconsin.
Cool.
Eleanor fueled that in some way.
Wait. What about Richard Nixon?
Well,
he was here.
I don't think he was at the Northland. I know he was at the game. Do you see at the Northland?
I would assume, wouldn't you?
The research I've done is the three most famous people, and then Houdini, of course.
Yeah.
But I did not. You know what, John? I'll look into that. That would be very famous if he was there.
I'm not a crook. I mean, where else would you stay if you're in Green Bay back then?
I'm not even sure he stayed. I know he came in for the game.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, but it's going to be fun.
I mean, would he have the presidential suite or whatever?
8-11. Mm-hmm. Yep. He probably would. I don't think he stayed. I'm going to look into that today.
Right.
I'm going to call her and just see if he stayed there. But what I want to say is that evening, besides having, we have the Green Bay Jazz Band playing, because jazz was extremely popular back then and just growing. And then we're going to have a featured drink of 1924.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't know what that is because I just met with them. Valet parking, which is cool. So
That would almost be the Great Gatsby
time.
Is it Gatsby?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great Gatsby area. So were they drinking?
Yeah, right.
They had something special they were drinking. I remember
something,
the movie.
Yeah. Right.
Did you like the movie?
I think I've only seen that once.
How about you?
It was okay. I think I might have dozed off a little bit.
That's what I mean. It was actually really boring. Yeah. But I know they had some kind of a drink. That might have been when gin was real big.
That's what I'm thinking it's going to be.
Yeah.
Gin, yeah.
Probably
that
gin.
I think
tonic.
Gin was probably. Yeah. Well, I don't think tonic. We're going to figure out what that is.
I don't know.
But isn't that cool to celebrate history? I mean, you like history, John.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's fun to do. It's been here 100 years. That's gone through a lot of, you know.
And I've got a project I hope to be working on that'll be doing the same thing that I've told
you
about. I told you about that.
Yeah.
No. My play.
Is this a...
But that's... Could be cool.
No.
Yeah.
John's working on something too. But we're going to just get, you know, the people to come in and say, hey, look, you know, come and celebrate with us. It's a bye week of the Packers, so there's nothing going on. That's November 9th.
I won't interrupt the Packers.
He did say that.
Give me Nixon doing that.
I'm not a crook and I don't like the Packers. I like the Bears.
That's actually pretty good too. We got some suggestions here. Some popular cocktails from the Prohibition era include Sidecar, a classic cocktail made with cognac, Grand Marnier.
That sounds like a fun drink for that
lemon
night.
Juice. Yeah, it does, actually.
That's wow. I think we might use that. We're going to have a free drink, but I don't know what
that
it is.
It could be the menu right there.
Got the bee's knees, an iconic cocktail made with gin, honey, syrup, and lemon. French 75, a champagne cocktail made with gin, champagne, simple syrup, and lemon juice. Highball, a simple cocktail made with whiskey and club soda. Gin Ricky, a refreshing highball made with gin, lime juice, and water. And a Mary Pickford, a cocktail made with rum, freshly squeezed pineapple juice, a dash of maraschino liquor, and a dash of grenadine syrup. There you go.
Nice. Whoever sent that in really knows what they're talking about. What?
Look at the screen. It says Google. That's from Google, folks.
Oh,
yeah. They sent it Google. In. Google sent it.
I was just wondering if we're going to pick one of those.
I know. There were some good sounding ones.
I just want
there.
One free drink to honor that.
And I'd like music. A Mary Pickford, please.
I'll bet you would.
And my friend will have a sidecar.
John, do you realize how much fun that's going to be to dress up like that, too, in the 20s? And
you know, the radio back then, there was a certain thing about your voice. You had to have a certain pitch.
Absolutely.
It's like, we're here live, we're on the scene, and we're going to find out what's going on. Let's see what's happening.
I don't know
right
radio.
Now, we're going to a break. Back in.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Next time, join me as we start the new week barreling towards the presidential election.
We'll have a week full of special guests, celebrity hosts, and you. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempt